Will the Affordable Care Act become history under the Trump administration? Republicans want to see it go or replace it with something else, but some people worry about what's going to happen if it does. KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna has more.
Hi, I have an appointment with the dentist at 1:30.
Harriet Prudhomme is checking in at the Neighbor Care Clinic in Rainier Beach. She's been having severe jaw pain, partly from grinding her teeth. Prudhomme's already anxious about her upcoming dental procedure, but she's also worried about losing her Medicaid coverage.
Poor people get shortchanged every single time there's a problem. And for Donald Trump to say that he's going to take that away, I mean, this is the first time I was able to go to a dentist and have something done.
Prudhomme is one of the 600,000 Washington residents who got health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Under the law, people with pre-existing conditions can't be denied coverage. It also paved the way for states like Washington to expand Medicaid to include adults with limited income or like Prudhomme, who's on disability.
Obamacare may not be perfect, but at least people are getting health care.
The Affordable Care Act has reduced the number of uninsured in Washington state. Neighbor Care Executive Director Michael Erickson says there's still more people without coverage. He worries that rolling back the law would be a setback in further reducing the number of uninsured people.
What's keeping me up is, so how are we going to solve those problems? Those problems don't go away because you repeal financing. We still have people with health care needs.
Erickson says he hopes the state will continue to do its part in providing access to care. Like many states that expanded Medicaid, Washington was on a path. But that path now, he says, is unclear. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.